This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Secret of the Ooze, Part 2.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, so we got some dudes to cruise through at this point.
Yes,
we're
cruising
for dudes. This entry picks up speed as it goes in a weird way.
It really does. They front load it. They got a little something in there for like the end of Act 2. And then Act 3, well, we'll get to it.
It's a little bit of a denouement.
Yeah.
Like, it's still cool, but it's like, it's a lot of words, you know, as opposed to some of these things we could use the words.
Of course.
Yeah. It's definitely from another book is the issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got a bunch of different oozes and slimes to talk about today, mm-hmm. and one cube.
Maybe we might get to the cube. Let's see here. We're trying to keep
the cube. Yeah. We may gleam the cube. The cube might end up being on Friday. Gleaming the gelatinous cube is a good idea.
Oh no, it's a terrible idea. You're gonna lose your you're gonna lose your shins.
Define gleam. I don't know what I'll lose.
I always assumed that if you gleaned the cube, then you were like grinding on it. I thought that was
that movie. There are zero cubes in it. Like it's
I don't did Christian Slater lead me astray?
Yeah, I believe so.
It was Christian Slater and Fisher Stevens, I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
I Fisher Stevens. Like, I thought there'd be cubes in this movie.
Oh man! But let's start here with the ochre jelly, which is what our magician friend was trying to turn herself into when she became the mustard slime or something like that. Yeah, mustard jelly. There we go.
Yeah,
I get my jellies and my jams and my chutneys mixed up.
Yeah,
but this
mustard chutney is gross.
Savory chutney. I guess that might not be bad. It just reminds me of like an aspic or something like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, an aspic, and this could have been like any of these. Like if you just replace ooze or jelly with aspic, on all these, they become way more disgusting.
Immediately, we're just repulsive.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but there's a Stuff You Should Know episode about like gross old recipes.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
and if you listen to that one where they talk about like the aspic craze and like putting fucking tuna fish in Jello molds and shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, my my dad, his threat was either to serve me shit on toast or to make sure that all I had for dinner for a week was lime Jello with bologna in it.
Ugh.
Yeah, he would just threaten me with disgusting food.
Was shit on toast like? Did that just mean chipped beef?
I think so. I think that's what.
Yeah, because chipped beef is actually not so bad.
Right.
But I remember
right.
like my parents talking about it and like shit on a shingle, and I was just like, I'm too young to understand that this could actually be good with that name. Like I'm not. I haven't learned irony yet. Parents.
Yeah.
Stop referring to food as shit. It's confusing me.
Yeah. I'm young. But yeah, that's a good episode. And Jello, I've not been crazy on Jello for the past let's say decade and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did something happen? Was there an incident, or did you just like, nah, don't do this anymore?
Nah, I think I stopped eating Jello around the time I discovered that Jello shots were really disgusting and ineffective.
Yeah, I think practically free for some reason. It's so weird. Yeah. You like go to a bar and there's that glowing cooler with just like tens of thousands of Jello shots in it.
Well, because each one has like a thimble of booze in it.
Yeah, yeah, we just made tons of these, and like every time I've ever had a Jello shot, like a bartender or waitress has given me one.
Oh, okay.
They're just like, hey, you want to try this new Jello shot? Where they have like four for a quarter.
Yeah.
And I'll like do one. I'm like, oh, that's like, it tastes like rotten Jello.
Yeah.
And like,
hey, we've got to get rid of these or else they will desiccate.
Yeah. Can desiccate in your stomach.
But anyway, the ochre jelly is like a giant amoeba. And it mostly just attacks by dissolving you. Not too much going on here.
Like a classic jelly. This is the base jelly.
Yeah,
it feels like there's not too much to it.
No, it just splits apart. It lives only to eat and reproduce. There's really no English that they put on it.
Yeah, and when you say splits apart, it doesn't split apart like the last jelly in like a cool way. It's just how it reproduces.
Right It buds off.
It buds. The gray ooze is like a jelly that can't, like, every permutation of this like thing gets its own entry for some reason, because the gray ooze can't go on walls but eats metal,
right?
You know,
so the idea would be like, oh, it can't go on walls, so it kind of distributes itself in the cracks between stones, and so like it will rise up you know, from along the cavern floor and, you know, serve primarily as a threat against your equipment, right?
Yeah, it's in that that, you know, the rust monster.
Yeah
Like, if you can't threaten adventurers because they can go and dissolve a bunch of diamonds into a resurrection, like,
yeah,
you threaten them with their stuff.
Two cool details: it reproduces not just by kind of like splitting off, but actually leaves a small little leathery pod behind. So yeah. it leaves an ooze egg.
Like a gusher. Yeah. Just pop that bad boy in your mouth. It dissolves all your fillings. Like,
oh my gosh, that's how that's how dentists get rid of, or orthodontists get rid of, braces.
Yeah. No, just take one of them and call me tomorrow.
Yep. The other thing that is kind of along the dental line is that this line in ecology, it is rumored that metal workers of extraordinary skill keep very small oozes in stone jars to etch and score their metal work.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good detail.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, because it's the fucking second edition Monsters Manual.
We got to get our aquatic variant.
What if the adventurers spend literally one third of their time underwater breathing, with underwater adventures?
Right.
So it's the crystal ooze.
Yes.
Why not just find a different monster? The adventures are going underwater and I need a fucking ooze.
Yeah. How about this? Maybe both of these can be aquatic, but one goes after metal, which the gray ooze does, and the crystal ooze goes after flesh and wood and clothing, right?
Yeah.
Great. They can serve similar functions, and maybe one of them could happen to be underwater.
Yeah. It's even just those different functions are frustrating, because it's like, if your adventurers don't use metal things, you're probably not going to put them in, put the metal dissolving oozes in the adventurer.
Right. Right.
You know, like, this is too naturalistic.
Yeah.
Like, it is making an argument from, and I know that we usually like the, like, arguments from ecology, but like, mm-hmm. it just being like, you know, just saying oozes, you know, some of them can only eat this, some of them can only eat that.
Yeah.
You know, use whichever one is most appropriate would have been fine.
Yeah. And it's literally just an ecology. You know, at the end, it says the one function that this could possibly be, like, you know, what if you come across what appears to be, you know, a bunch of dead bodies, but it is just the gear, you know, it ate everything organic. Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Like, they get raptured. Like, this is the basis of underwater rapture.
Yeah. Just like in BioShock.
No gods, no kings. Only flesh eating things.
Is a man not entitled to the goo of his brow? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.